Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about Vegas, baby. We'll talk about all the food we ate on our Vegas trip. Plus, we're finally trying those masala Lays, this time for real.
This is the Vegas episode.
This is the Vegas episode, and I have broken it up into, into two parts. We're going to talk about everything except for best friend. And then best friend, because our experience at best friend was extensive, and we need to break it up. And everything else we ate was pretty much hotel restaurant food. I guess best friend's also a hotel restaurant in that it's inside a hotel.
Go on. Get there.
I'm not there. That's it.
Okay.
But yeah, so that, I broke it up this way because at best friend, because it's small plates, we ordered so many dishes. I felt like it needed its own little segment.
Okay. So not for the first reason, but for the second reason you did it.
Kind of both reasons.
But the first reason wasn't a real reason you just said.
I guess
we weren't. So it's the second reason that you just figured out.
Because we didn't stay in that hotel, so it didn't feel like a hotel restaurant, even though it still was. It just wasn't in the hotel.
So
they're all hotel restaurants.
So we're going to leave out Italy then.
What? I mean, we can talk about Italy.
I'm just saying, which category does it fall into?
It falls into the first category, everything besides best friend.
We didn't stay at that at that hotel.
I mean, we could just talk about Italy right now.
I just want, I want your script to have integrity. I want somebody to look at the script, be excited about the subject matter, and then also think that it makes sense. You could just be like, I liked best friend the most and I want to spend the most time talking about that. And that's why it's its own little showcase, because I think it's important. This is you talking.
Yes.
I think it's important to have the script stay on its format and not be disrupted. And this is the way to do that and shine a bigger spotlight on the thing that I want to shine the spotlight on. And I'm the person who wrote the script, so I get to make that sort of decision.
That's what I'm saying.
You did not say it, though.
No.
So I'm saying, why not be direct with me?
What?
You came up with one reason.
Yeah.
That wasn't real.
No.
And then you came up with a second reason. It wasn't really real. Because it left out Italy. I instantly swatted it down.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I forgot about Italy.
How could you forget about Italy?
It was just such a non...
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was such a letdown.
Okay.
That's all.
I liked it.
The Italy experience for me was so stressful. I think that's part of it. It was so stressful and the options were so slim that I was like, why even talk about this place?
Because we're journalists. We have a podcast.
You're right. When you're right, you're right.
But
right. And I'm saying this script is flawless.
The script is flawless-ish. I mean, I can look at this and know where Italy goes, but I still cannot look at this and know why it is the way that it is.
I just said because of the small plates thing.
No. You did, and then we reversed it. It's because you want to.
Yeah.
That's all you needed to say. I would have been as mad about it, but I can't poke holes in I want to.
I just want to, Dave.
I can't poke holes in that. That's
also, like, because you had the opportunity to write this week's script. You didn't do it. And I wrote it.
Yeah.
And I said.
And you said you don't get to complain about it.
I did.
Yeah.
And here we are.
And here we are. I'm just asking questions. You're the one getting upset. And I actually threw you the rope of just say it's because you want to. You're over intellectualizing it.
It's because I want to, listener.
Because I wanted to. Mm-hmm. It's my podcast.
I'll cry if I want to.
Well,
I have only cried on the podcast like once or twice.
You've never cried.
I've never cried on the...
When it's been released. But yeah, you could have just said...
The weeping corner gets edited out every week.
You also did not take the bait when I claimed that we were journalists.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yes, we are journalists.
This is... Believe it or not, this whole thing exists because we want to do it.
Well, I want to do it.
I have turned the corner. I'm no longer doing that bit because you started taking it seriously. I'm no longer doing that bit, and I'm not doing that bit now. I'm saying the quality of it might suggest that we do not want to do this or that there is some reason that we have to be here doing this.
Yes.
I'm saying. We do want to do it. We're just not great at it.
But gosh, are we getting better every time?
Sometimes we poke our heads out of the dirt and see the sunlight.
Yeah.
For a couple of seconds.
Yeah, we do.
This is not one of them. Mm-hmm. It's not shaping up to be.
Oh, goodness, no.
But I've got a little soda pop.
Me too.
I'm going hard.
I'm going Diet Coke. What do you got?
I'm going Cherry Coke. I'm going hard.
Mm.
I'm going to the movies tonight.
Yeah, you are.
I'm taking the kid to see Beetlejuice 35th anniversary in theaters in the Dolby, honey.
You've already said it once, so now don't say it any more times.
What? The Dolby?
Beetlejuice.
The Dolby.
The Dolby, honey.
If you say the Dolby three times, Thomas Dolby comes out and blinds you with science. Come on. God damn it.
It got me.
That's the song. God damn it. That was an actual good joke. That would have pulled us out of the dirt and shown us the sun. He just stared at me. Flat face stared at me.
I was processing. God. Your high expectations.
We got to just be fast.
I'm not. I'm trying. Got this Diet Coke to pep me up. I'm trying to be fast.
Do you want to talk about your COVID?
Yeah. So listener, eagle-eared listeners might notice that we didn't put out an episode last week, and that's because I got COVID in Vegas. Maybe 2 days before we were getting ready to leave, like so about halfway into our trip, my throat started feeling scratchy. But here's the thing about Vegas. What I said was, God, the smoke in these casinos is killing me. Which is what, and I thought my throat was scratchy, and it wasn't like getting any worse. Mm. It was just a steady... Like if I were playing home, if I were here and playing cold or allergies.
Playing home.
If I were here and I had had a sore throat for a couple of days that never changed in severity, I would say allergies.
Yeah.
But it turns out it wasn't just the smoke, listener. So when we got home, on the plane, I developed a little cough and was like, oh no. Just like very occasional, but was like, oh no. And that's why I tested when we got home, because I coughed like a few times on the plane and was like, oh gosh.
The whole plan was to test when we got home, though.
Well, that's why I was like, I need to test right now. And then...
You waited till the morning.
Did I?
Yeah. You went to bed.
No.
Yes, you got in the bed with me.
No, I tested immediately.
You got up first thing Wednesday morning, and because I remember waking up to you going, well, I'm positive.
Dang.
Yeah.
God, I was really out of it.
Slept in the bed and just breathed into my face for the whole night. And continued to for 4 days.
Yeah.
Until you tested negative. And neither the kid nor I tested positive at any point.
When I tested positive, our attitude was, well, we've all got it then. Because we shared a hotel room and we're together.
And you and I swap spit quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And both the hotels we stayed in gave us one king size bed. So we were all in one bed together. Like we were close quarters, constant the whole time that we were there. And so we were like, well, we've all got it. So there's no point in like making you stay in the back bedroom and everything. And then, yeah, you and the kid just never got sick. Yeah. It was incredible.
Or haven't yet.
Shh. They're there now.
I'm just.
Yeah. Or that, but probably the first thing, hopefully.
Well, I think the reason I bring it up is to say that I'm starting to think the science behind all this COVID stuff.
Oh, no.
Might not be airtight, you know? Like, starting to wonder about a lot of the things these guys are saying.
Yeah.
Regarding COVID.
Yeah. Like what?
And the transmissibility of it. Mm-hmm. The vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing is that a few people I know have gotten, maybe like a handful of people.
I don't like to interrupt you, but can we please... You reacted to it like you were taking me seriously and like I was making a serious point. I
think oh, God. We need to be no, very clear. Listener, but Dave I was joking. Dave was making a jokey, little jokey.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta swing at those balls that I throw. Sorry. To make it really clear.
I just like watched it.
Yeah, you're like, oh.
There it goes.
I wouldn't say that.
So a handful of people I know recently have gotten COVID.
Yeah.
And, they were all really sick for a long time. Friend of the show, Robin,
okay,
is in Spain right now. Oh. She got COVID in Spain. She's still sick. She got it before, like when we were in Vegas.
Do we want to spill her tea?
Yeah, she's been posting about it on Instagram. Oh, okay. And she is still sick, or she was the last that I saw, like real sick. And most of my friends that have gotten it, like, were sick for multiple weeks. And so I think I maybe got a different strain, and maybe that's why y'all didn't get it. Like, maybe it's something you all have had and I had been vaccinated against at some point. I don't know.
I would just be very careful.
I'm not a doctor, honey.
I would be very careful to frame this as a contest because...
What? It's not a contest.
I know, you're coming in and kind of flexing the experience you had versus Robin.
I'm not flexing.
Having a rough time. But I'm just saying, like, you open yourself. Open the door to that. You open yourself up to, I didn't catch it. So if, I'm not even advocating for this to be a competition.
I'm not.
But if it was a competition, I think I would be winning.
You are.
Because
you didn't have COVID.
Right.
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 Lucky.
So I'm just saying, careful. Practice. Not practice what you preach. That's not a phrase that works here. But careful what you speak.
Go on.
That's it. That's the phrase.
Careful what you speak.
Yes.
That's a good phrase for
careful,
life.
Careful. Yes, it is. Careful what you speak, lest the spoken...
Bring it home.
That's it.
Lest the spoken.
Careful what you speak, lest the spoken. And that's lest, not less. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time with my T's. I have a lazy voice, which I have passed along to my son.
yeah agreed.
Hey,
yeah, what?
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't.
No, our son has a lazy voice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you could,
he's a mumbler.
I don't have the lazy
oh no
voice.
Dave,
all right,
gosh.
God, Dave, forget it. Forget it, whatever. You don't talk takeout?
Oh, do I?
All right, well, we're not doing Buffy Bites or Saw.
Mm-mm.
But I can just give a quick update. Sorry, we're not doing Buffy Bites or talking Toe News.
Okay.
But I'll give a quick update that I hate both.
Toe News?
Toe Views.
Toe Views. You said news and I was like, we're not? Okay.
All right. Well, we're not doing
Buffy Bites or Toe Views. You hate both.
But I just want to say right now that I hate both.
Okay. Dim Sim Kitty's going to be disappointed.
No, I don't hate enough to stop doing either. I should stop watching Saw, but I don't hate enough to stop doing either. So now we're talking.
I got my list.
You want me to do news before we do? This is everything. This is the whole podcast.
Yeah, let's do news first and then we'll talk takeout. It's a good idea. Quick format change, listener.
This is Talking Toe News.
The other day, I don't know who we were with, but you and I started arguing and they said, oh, it's like talking tofu. And we were like, yeah, this is our actual, this is just how we talk to each other. We're not doing a shtick. This is welcome to the streepies, everyone.
Yeah, it still feels like a shtick. Still feels like a shtick though.
You okay?
No. All right, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is, you got me all turned around. I almost called it Toe Views.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm off balance, pinwheeling as I fall backwards because you have just like leg swept my confidence. Anyway, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and present it for discussion. This one is from Veg Out.
Ooh.
October. Oh, sorry, vegoutmag.com. This one is from October 18th, 2023 by the Veg Out team. Looks like a collab. No individual cited here. Plant Power Fast Food collaborates with Tim Robinson to launch vegan Coney Dog. All proceeds from the limited time menu item will be donated to Youth Climate Save. Plant Power Fast Food, the California-based vegan fast food restaurant chain, is teaming up with the multi-talented Michigan actor, writer, and comedian Tim Robinson to bring the iconic Coney Dog to Los Angeles. The result? A 100% plant-based Coney Dog that's not only delicious, but also supports an important cause.
I'm looking up Tim Robinson.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
are you fucking kidding
well,
me?
Well, I was getting confused between him and Tim Robbins. I was like, which one's which?
Tim Robinson.
Very different. Different guy.
Like, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say one of your favorite comedians.
Yes, he is one of my faves. He's very goofy, funny, and sweet.
Oh, my God.
I know. Look, there's...
A vegan twist on a Michigan classic.
Wait, is Tim Robinson vegan?
If you could keep your comments until I've opened the floor after I've read the article... There is a reaction period to every Talking Toe News that you frequently decline.
Yeah.
It's looking like there might be a conversation this time.
Ooh, I'll see if I can remember my question.
See. Yeah.
Listener, I don't know if you could hear, but Bandit barked when I asked the question because he was so upset that he interrupted.
A vegan twist on a Michigan classic. The Coney Dog, often mistaken for a Coney Island hot dog, has a surprising origin. It didn't start its journey on the shores of Coney Island, New York. Instead, it was born in the heart of Michigan, becoming an integral part of the state's culinary heritage. The savory delight has deep roots in Michigan's rich gastronomic history, a fact often overshadowed by its more famous namesake. The Veg Out team goes on. I'm going to get to the Tim Robinson point when I find it. The collaboration between Plant Power Fast Food and Tim Robinson goes beyond serving delicious food. Fans of this partnership can actively support their mission by purchasing limited edition hats and t-shirts. What makes this even more special is that every dime earned goes toward benefiting a noble cause. All proceeds will be directed to the nonprofit organization Youth Climate Save, led by the inspiring Genesis Butler. This organization is fervently dedicated to addressing pressing climate issues, making it a cause worth rallying behind. There is an image here of the hat and shirt, and I like them.
They're very cute.
I like them too.
Sorry for interrupting to tell you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So the Tim Robinson connection is not fleshed out in this article. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an obvious Michigan-Detroit connection. Mm-hmm. So he was in a show called Detroiters, Becky, a show that you enjoyed quite a bit.
Detroiters, if you run, don't walk.
Well, to finish that, please.
It's very funny and sweet show.
Run, don't walk.
To watch it.
To watch it. To correct. Your TV to watch
to
it.
Your television. Stop what you're doing. Turn off the podcast. Go watch Detroiters. We'll wait.
Well, just turn off the podcast. You're good. You're good. We already did the ad, right? That's all we care about. Get you to the ad. The back half of this...
No, we didn't do the ad yet. It comes after this.
The back half of this podcast is truly unlistenable every time.
Does Tim Robinson own Coney Club? What? I don't understand. I'm confused.
No, that's the thing.
Okay.
That's the collab. It's the Tim Robinson Coney Club. Do you see the shirt? Is in the hat that I showed you as you interrupted. Yeah, that's the collab. The limited edition plant-based Coney Dog is available at Plant Power October 21st through November while supplies last. And
for a price of $7.95?
I don't know, but I want to get out there. Can we do that? Can we make that work?
I would love to go to Detroit. I've never
been. No, it's in LA. God damn it. God damn it.
Right. Well, yeah, I'd love to go to LA as well.
Is the podcast coming through the headphones? No. Or something else? Are you listening to another podcast?
I was. Hang on. I'll turn this off.
I was listening to Love It or Leave It. Got a friend of the pod over here.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right. Hey, you know what else is?
Well, now we're just doing
spooky.
Now we're just what?
These ads.
Oh, you're doing an ad break?
Oh, wait. No. Just kidding.
No. Do the ads. This is great.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There they were. Were they spooky?
Wait, are we back now?
Yeah, we're back now.
Okay. Welcome back to Talking Tofu, where I have tricked Becky into doing all of the Vegas content together as one mega segment.
You got me.
I wasn't even trying to.
But it worked.
I was ready to do part A before the ads.
Yeah.
But then you threw to the ads, and I was like, well, I'm not going to unthrow them to the ads. And now here we are, our big trip to Vegas.
Yeah.
We went to Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Las Vegas. City of Lights.
As you recall, Dave went to Vegas this summer as part of his sojourn.
Spring, excuse me.
And so he loved it very much and wanted to go back with us. We wanted to check out the Meow Wolf there.
Well, when I was in Vegas on my sojourn in spring, I was struck not just by how much I enjoyed it, because I thought it would be an environment that I did not, that was not my vibe, but I was also delighted to see how much stuff was like family friendly and how you could really fill some days with a good family trip.
Yeah.
And that was what I went to Meow Wolf, the Omega Mart Meow Wolf installation there. I really enjoyed that. We like Meow Wolf. So that was like a clear, we got to go back and do that. But there was like a ton of stuff that I wanted to do as a family. I wanted to plan a family trip to Las Vegas.
And so we did.
Yeah, so we did.
Yes. So we flew on a red eye. We landed in Vegas at 11:30 p.m. By the time we got to our hotel, it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and we all
4 o'clock our time,
4 a.m. our time because of time zones.
Yeah,
and we all passed out. Woke up.
I went down and gambled a little bit.
Oh yeah, well Dave went down and gambled. The child and I immediately went to sleep. Yeah. And we woke up in the morning ravenous because we had been traveling all night, and it was also breakfast time.
Yep. Yep.
We were staying that night at the Wynn. We stayed at the Wynn for two nights, and then we moved hotels to the Waldorf Astoria. And so our first two nights were at the Wynn, and one of the restaurants inside of the Wynn is the Terrace Point Cafe, which, if you remember from our LA episode, which included some Vegas talk, because Dave, after he and I went to LA, that was when he went to Vegas by himself. He talked about Terrace Point Cafe. He talked about wanting to go back there and eat vegan food together. Listener, we did it.
We did that. Yeah, and I got to say, I went back with my family, you, and initially when I looked at the menu, I thought to myself, oh God, I really talked this up. Like, I think I oversold this, like the vegan options here.
There wasn't
a lot there.
I did expect like a ton of options, yeah, and there was just really a handful, but still like.
It was like French toast. There was pancakes. No, waffle. And
no, it was pancakes. French toast. It was vanilla pancakes. Okay. I remember because I thought about ordering them both times we went. Spoiler, okay, we went two times.
And then the chorizo.
Chicken and waffles.
Yes.
And chorizo. And there was the chorizo. Those are solid, like, entrees.
Yeah. No, sorry, it wasn't chorizo. It was huevos rancheros.
Huevos rancheros, with which chorizo included in chorizo. Yeah, yeah. And
chorizo, which contained paprika.
A lot of paprika.
Yeah.
But to your point, it's just a big menu, and those options are kind of scattered a little bit, so it didn't look like very much. But then when we were listing them right just now, that's four.
It's four
breakfast entrees. Like, that's more than you'd get at a lot of places.
Yeah.
And honestly, spoiler, I'm surprised at how vegan friendly Vegas was. I expected, I mean, obviously we were choosing restaurants that would have options for us, but it was not hard to find a vegan meal.
Well, no, I think you said earlier, like, probably 60% of our meals, 75% of our meals were at the hotels that we were staying at. And that's like their resorts. So
yeah,
restaurants are more a part of the hotel than they are just at like a standard hotel. But still, like, we left so much stuff on the table, like figuratively, like,
yeah,
in terms of we wanted to go out to eat at places, but there were only so many meals, and we were so well covered by the stuff that was at the place where we were staying, and we hadn't even like mined that extensively yet. And let's be transparent, we had a little bit of food and beverage credit at these hotels too that we were looking to spend too.
I was going to say, there are two reasons that you'll notice some repeat adventures here is, like Dave mentioned, because of the way we booked, we got these food and beverage credits. So we were incentivized to eat on property. But also, we didn't rent a car, and like, we wanted to go, for example, to Tacotarian. It would have been like $50 just to get the Lyft there and back. And it wasn't like close enough to any of the like shows and stuff that we had tickets for to really justify the trip.
It would have been $80 after tip.
Yeah.
To do one trip there.
Yeah.
Back at, there and back.
And we would have, like, if we had gone to Tacotarian for dinner, we would have had to take another Lyft to get where we were going instead of just the one back and forth to the, you know, like the Neon Museum, I think, was the one that was near Tacotarian. So, yeah. So we ate a lot in the hotels, but I feel like that's kind of a credit to, like, you could really find vegan meals easily. And it was shocking to me. I thought it was going to be more of a meat and potatoes. And obviously, meat and potatoes were everywhere.
Right.
But I love a potato.
But
so give them to me.
Also, we left a lot on the table. To the point where, and we don't normally do this, we got back from our trip and we're unironically talking about like when the next trip was going to be, because there was so much that we left undone.
Yeah. Our friends actually went to Vegas, like right after us.
Yeah.
Like, we basically tagged out in the air, and, they ate some amazing vegan dim sum that I want to go back and have. And they went to a vegan sushi place that I want to go back and eat at. And I wish I could remember the name of either one.
Mm.
Sorry, listener.
But what we did eat.
Oh, so let's start with breakfast.
All right. We had the huevos rancheros.
Yeah, we did. We both got the huevos rancheros because they looked so good.
And this was what I had had in spring.
Yeah.
So I've already talked about it on that episode, but it was incredible.
Yeah, it was just egg. It was chorizo. It was two kinds of salsa. Mm-hmm. It was a big...
tortilla.
But crispy. Oh my gosh. A big tostada. Crunchy tostada to like break up and dip into everything.
The way you closed it was, your eyes and rolled them behind your clothes.
No, I was thinking. I was trying to think of the word. I still have a little bit of the COVID fog, everyone. It was roasted potatoes. It was an incredible, hearty breakfast. Dave is laughing at me.
Just the accenting that you put on. It was the roasted potatoes.
Y'all, it was just so good. It was so, I couldn't finish it. I was so hungry and still couldn't finish it. And I did try.
I finished it.
Yeah, you did.
And then I ate yours.
Maybe that's why you got a tummy ache. Maybe it wasn't
the paprika. It was the paprika. It was 100%.
Yeah.
That wasn't I ate too much. Spoiler alert, I got sick later that day. I think it was the paprika. I don't think it was the food or anything like that.
Yes.
And it made, we were trying to make Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, yeah, that was Cirque du Soleil yes. night.
Made for a tense evening. But
so also of note, drinks-wise, I got the rose matcha latte. It came with dried rose petals sprinkled on top, which is better because it was $1 million.
All right.
But, oh boy, it was delightful.
Yeah.
And also, we had a fresh-squeezed grapefruit juice.
Yeah,
that was incredible. So delicious. The kid didn't want to finish it, and I was glad because it meant that I got to have more.
Yep. And I got coffee, and they brought me a little pot for the coffee. Like Denny's.
Like Denny's. It was really good. Dave, I did not write down what we had for next meal that day.
Okay, I wasn't feeling well, so we ordered room service pasta. I think we can skip that one.
That's right. We ordered room service pasta. It was fine.
We needed to quickly eat something.
Yeah. But that room service pasta at the Wynn, there was a vegan Caesar salad. It just said vegan Caesar salad. Yeah. There was no not vegan Caesar salad. It had almond Parmesan on it. It was delightful.
Yeah.
If you, I forget the restaurant that it was from. Oh, no. Was it room service or did I go get it?
You went and got it. It was room service to me.
It was from Allegra.
Yeah.
It was from the Italian place inside the Wynn.
Yeah.
But they have a vegan Caesar salad that I really enjoyed.
You getting it was kind of like room service without the tip. Nice and cheap.
It was nice. It was very close. That restaurant was really close to the elevator. So it was a quick run down and grab it situation.
Yep.
Yeah. I would eat that Caesar again. The pasta was fine. It was just pasta with veggies.
So we went to the Mirage to see the Beatles Love Cirque du Soleil performance. This was a recommendation from a coworker that I'm glad they made it because I would have dismissed it as a hokier option. Compared to other just like homespun Cirque du Soleil shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed it.
I did too. It was very magical. Like the all the lighting was really cool. Mm-hmm. They did at one point, they like pulled this like gauzy piece of fabric across the whole stage and then lit it up and it looked like water. Oh. Just magical. Also, there were rollerbladers, and they were doing amazing tricks on these like really steep ramps, and like jumping over each other and stuff. And I was like, I screamed the first time they jumped over the ramps.
Yeah,
it was really wild. Cool. Yeah.
So the Mirage was where I stayed last time.
Oh.
And I was not super wild about the accommodations, but upon your exposure to the Mirage. You declared it better than the Wynn. Do you want to go on a record saying that definitively, that that is your position, or?
I don't remember saying that, but I believe that I said it.
Okay.
I don't know why I said it.
Okay. I think the Wynn is like.
It was nice.
It's as good as it gets. Those rooms.
That was the nicest hotel room I've maybe ever stayed in.
Yes.
It had the view was breathtaking.
Yeah.
Of downtown.
And the mountains.
In the mountains, yeah, right behind
facing
it.
West. You gorgeous. Got the sun set behind the mountains in a panoramic window. I mean, not every room at the Wynn.
But our room.
Facing west with a panoramic window.
We but talk ours about was. It like,
at the Wynn, this is what everybody gets. But
it was lovely. Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, when we walked into the room, we gasped. Was it me or the kid who walked into the bathroom and was like, oh my gosh, this bathroom.
It was the kid.
it was a really nice bathroom.
Yeah.
It's just a nice, it was a nice hotel.
Yes.
I will say about the Waldorf, that bathroom had frosted glass. Not only, like, it had a little water closet with the toilet in it, and the door to that water closet, frosted glass, translucent. And then there was also frosted glass on part of the wall between the bathroom, like the rest of the bathroom and the room. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize until the second morning that there was a door you could close to cover that. Also, the main door into that bathroom was a barn door. It was a nightmare bathroom. Whoever's designing these bathrooms, we don't want the bathroom to be part of the room.
I'm okay with it.
I need the bathroom separate. I need privacy in the bathroom. I don't understand. You're on a romantic trip to this nice hotel. And I just feel like, are these people going downstairs to poop? Where are they pooping?
You get that tub together. You can open the thing up and see the city outside the window.
Okay, that's nice.
But that, tub it up.
There is no excuse for the frosted glass bathroom door. Zero.
Okay.
Absolutely no excuse.
Okay.
I just needed to get that out there. It's a stand I've taken before, but I'm going to bring it up every chance I get until interior designers start listening.
I don't like how close we're getting to poop talk. Sorry. We're gonna redirect it to food.
Okay. So those were, did we just eat the two meals or did we get
we do two meals a day when we're traveling.
Yeah.
And on weekends we do two meals a day.
Yeah. Because we really, the time change, we really slept in.
Oh, the time change is why you really slept in? The time change. So when the time doesn't change, you're up early?
But the kid was sleeping in also. So it was a collective.
That's not true.
He was sleeping till 9 or 10.
That's not true, Becky. And you wouldn't know that because you were sleeping until 11.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well. I would get up at normal people's hours, go for a run, because fitness doesn't take a vacation.
It did for me.
I would come. Well, you don't go for runs.
It's true. Yeah. I don't fitness really.
You skate. Come on. But I would come back from my runs and I'd get coffee and kind of slowly. I like to see a casino in the morning. Like, I know a lot of people think it's like a depressing bummer, but I just kind of like, it's people on their own cycles and it's like the machines don't know what time it is. So they're acting like it's like 10 p.m. But the whole rest of the world is just like moving slowly and drinking coffee. And you've got some people who've clearly been there all night, but some people who are like down there with like freshly rested, ready to tackle the slots or whatever. I just think it's neat. So I'd take my time coming back. But by the time I would get back to the room, our son was up watching stuff on the iPad, playing the Switch at the same time, just sitting on a couch while you're completely asleep. The room's still completely dark. Blackout curtains are up. So I'm just saying, he got up probably shortly after I left.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that my emotion probably woke him up. And then he was like, I can screen until somebody tells me to stop.
Yeah, that does sound like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next day, we went back to Terrace Point.
Yeah, we did.
And this time, we asked the most obvious question you can ask at a place that stocks Just Egg. Can I replace any of these egg dishes with Just Egg?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was an immediate yes. So that tripled the number of vegan options on the menu, practically.
Yeah.
They also had Impossible Sausage. So you could replace egg
and meat
with Just Egg and meat with Impossible Sausage. You basically could have everything on the menu at that point.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. So I got the chicken and waffles that time. And honestly, it was so epic. It came with this spicy syrup. It came with two little cups of syrup. It came with a spicy syrup and a regular syrup. And what I did was dump the whole thing of spicy syrup all over it. And began to eat because I love syrup. And I will say that whatever they used to make the syrup spicy, it must have been like vinegar based because it was a little too tangy. So I ended up having to use the sweet syrup to kind of balance out the tang. It was too tangy. But honestly, it was just stellar. The waffles were like fluffy, but like crispy on the outside. The chicken, delightful. I loved it.
I loved the spicy syrup. Waffles, I wasn't really feeling sweet, but it was a well-made waffle, tasty waffle. I thought the the chicken was really disappointing. This is somebody who has a planta in their town with a chicken and waffle that is probably one of the top 10 things I've ever eaten in my life. Like, that's how good you can do a chicken and waffle.
Yeah.
And it hinges on the chicken. This was a Gardein patty or something like that that had been fried up. I'm thankful for it. I think it's a great option. I'm also at the fucking Wynn.
Right.
And if I had ordered a chicken and waffle on a non-vegan menu and somebody had brought out a Tyson
Nuggies
microwave patty or something like that as the chicken on top of it,
you'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah,
I'd be like, what am I spending the money on? You know?
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for the option. I think that they picked a good patty to go with, but they had a real opportunity at that point to be kind of bespoke with a vegan item in a way that they were with the huevos.
Yeah, that's true.
And they chose not to.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I took a ding for them for that. Still enjoyed myself. Didn't let it show, which as evidenced by how surprised you are at my take.
Yeah.
Like, I was still enjoying my time. I'm ready to go back to Vegas anytime. What I ordered was, what did I order? The frittata?
You had the veggie frittata, which is not on the vegan menu, but if you get it made with just egg and tell them you're vegan, they will make a vegan one for you.
This was a delight, a stone cold delight.
Yeah. I was jealous.
You had half of it.
I know. I wished for more.
We both had half of each other's dish.
Yeah.
That's how I have such a good opinion on, or such an informed opinion. I don't know if it's good, on the chicken waffle.
Yeah. Ugh. So many veggies, which I was really thankful for.
What's in it?
I don't remember.
You're looking at your phone. What is on your phone? Are you texting somebody?
No, I got my list, but I didn't write every single veggie. It just had a ton of veggies. I remember mushrooms. I remember spinach.
Asparagus?
Oh, yes, it did have asparagus. Yes. Oh, it was so good. And it came with those, they have these potatoes that are crispy, like wedge potatoes. And they were seasoned with just a mountain of paprika. So I got to eat those.
Unbidden, our server brought us vegan butter for our bread.
That server's name is Diana. Yes. She was on the ball.
Yes.
We got good service that first morning at the Wynn. But Diana, honestly, blue ribbon. She was incredible.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, she was so great. Just on it. She, when they brought out Dave's coffee, they brought out dairy cream. Yeah. And she picked it up and was like, let me bring you soy milk for your coffee.
Without anybody saying anything.
Not a word. I would never have known. I would have just used it in my tea and gotten a stomach ache.
And that's why we suspected that maybe it wasn't paprika. Maybe I had gotten dairied the day before.
Yeah, maybe.
Also, it was oat milk, so.
Oh, I got. I asked for soy milk for my thing. That's why.
I got. It was oat milk for me.
The second day I didn't get the splash out latte, I got a black tea and then with soy milk to put in it. I reined myself in.
Yeah. Yeah. Great time at the Wynn. Mm-hmm. I did not win any money.
No.
But I did play.
Yeah.
And I was able to play for a long time before losing my money, which is kind of a success.
Yeah. That was kind of what you wanted.
Right.
You got what you wanted.
I wanted to just sit there and zone out and play, you know? Mm-hmm. And I got to do that.
Fun. So.
That night we went to Italy on our way to the MGM Grand, for David Copperfield. Mm-hmm. That day we checked out of the Wynn. We checked into the Waldorf, which is further south on the Strip.
Mm-hmm.
We got checked in there. We had to make our show at the MGM Grand. So we walked south to the Grand and stopped at the Park MGM, which has an Eataly in front of it. Eataly is a big kind of open air restaurant. Very cool restaurant, in my opinion, of like different stands and things like that. Not very vegan friendly.
It is a chain, so there's other Eataly locations.
It's like lowercase c chain, though.
Yeah.
I think there's like three or four or something like that.
Yeah, but there's others.
Yeah. It's this guy. It's this concept by this one guy who's like a big guy. I mean, he's normal sized.
He's 8 feet tall.
Yeah. There's this giant who really likes Italian food. What's the name? Oh, I got to give this guy his name.
Yeah, but it's all like different stands. You wait in line at the stand, and then they give you a number. You can order from all the different places if you want. So Dave kind of went scouting for vegan options. there were not very many. And he was also having trouble getting clarification on some things.
So I think you mentioned being stressed. I think a big part of our stress was that this was a last minute decision. Mm-hmm. This is a complicated restaurant.
Yeah.
We were pressed for time.
Yeah.
And we had an increasingly hungry child.
Mm-hmm.
So it, like, we were rushing to find something. I think that there's more there is my point.
There probably is.
I don't think that we were taking the time. We probably should have taken the afternoon. We didn't know we were going to do it.
Yeah. So we ended up getting roasted potatoes and a salad, but it wasn't a green salad. It was like cucumber, tomato, onion. It was a really good salad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I actually enjoyed it the most when I combined the potatoes with the salad, like the all in one bite.
Yes. Oscar Farinetti.
Oscar Farinetti is
the guy behind Eataly.
Okay.
The idea was simple: together under one roof, high quality food at a sustainable and reasonable price for all, celebrate Italian biodiversity and create an informal, natural, simple place to eat, shop, and learn. And I got it. Like, it's fucking impressive.
Yeah, it was
cute. It's really impressive. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And so at the Park MGM, it's like the whole front of the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's like probably 100 yards deep.
Yeah.
Of just like a street in Italy, you know?
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't really get to, we were rushed. And I think that was part of it. And then.
So it was a light dinner.
Light dinner. So after David Copperfield, I was hungry.
You don't want to talk about David Copperfield?
I don't want to spoil any of it.
Well, we can't talk about the tricks. I was explaining or describing this to somebody yesterday, and I called them the spells. I couldn't think of the right word for it.
They're so illusions, David.
My son really enjoyed all the spells that he did. Like, you mean tricks?
The enchantments.
Yeah. I was like, they might as well have been spells.
Oh, our kid was enthralled.
In that moment, I was right there with him.
Yeah.
45 minutes later, I was like, now hold on a second. But that's not, you pay for that moment, you know?
Yeah.
And I was right there in that moment.
Yeah. It was very fun.
Yeah.
It was, I honestly, that show, I was like, this one's for the child. Yeah. And I had a great time.
Yeah.
Part of, fun. About 40% of the time, though, I was watching him like practically leaning over the railing.
Yeah.
Like just the way he was engaged,
the
was
whistling,
just...
he would put both fingers in his mouth and then do it with his voice a whistle that was like a woo woo.
Yeah. Oh.
So good.
Gosh, it was really good. Just a delight.
So, yeah, we're great parents. We left Copperfield.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about, hold on, real quick.
Oh, well, that's where I got COVID.
So, probably.
Because the lady next to us.
But that lady was closer to me.
That's true. But you're a better person.
And we were like Frenching.
At
Cirque du Soleil, the popcorn, free refills.
Free
refills on the popcorn. We got three. No, we got two.
We got two. I can't believe the kid didn't go back for a third.
Copperfield, no refills. You got a soft offer under the table.
Yeah. Well, so I asked because it had a very, like, I was like, oh, this
like
is
the same
just,
thing.
It felt like the same snack bar. And I was like, oh, maybe it is the same snack bar, you know, in different locations.
One long snack bar.
Just a really long snack bar. One kitchen. They're running with the popcorn. Like
half a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I thought maybe it is like the same company that does these snack bars. So I asked, are there free refills on the popcorn?
Uh-huh.
And he kind of looked at me and he said, no, but if you want one, you can come back. And I was like, thank you. But I wasn't going to do that. I was only asking because I thought if that was a thing, I would send the kid out to get one.
Right.
Because he really enjoyed when I did that during Cirque du Soleil.
He did it himself at Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
He was a big kid. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I was like, do you want to go do the refill? And he was like, yes. And so he went all by himself and did it. It was great.
I don't think it would have been possible to leave Copperfield.
Yeah.
I kept looking for my chance to go get another drink or something. And I was like, you go into the casino, like you're out of the theater versus at Cirque du Soleil, like you're in the concession stand at the theater. You know what I mean?
You just, they clock you basically.
I know.
And they let you right back in.
I don't like to.
Because the kid and I went, we got popcorn and a soda because we were running pretty late. So we got seated and then we went.
No, that didn't happen either.
Yeah, because
you got popcorn and a soda while I took him to the bathroom, and then you waited in the front with popcorn and a soda.
Well, then what was the thing where he made the joke about us?
You had to go to the bathroom. He didn't make the joke about you. He made the joke about somebody else.
Oh, gosh, this is great content.
This is what our marriage is like.
Yeah, it's true.
So then we went to the Waldorf, the Zen Kitchen restaurant at the Waldorf for a late night dinner.
Yeah.
And that is where I had a pedestrian cucumber avocado roll.
Yeah.
Which was fine. I wanted to get onion rings because they were on the vegan menu. By the way, Zen Kitchen's got a full vegan menu that you just ask for and they hand it to you. It's got probably like 20 things on it.
Yeah.
More like 15. So that was mine. Kind of an unremarkable dinner. And I'm saying all that to get it out of the way so that you can talk about your miso glazed tofu.
Oh, well, they came out. You ordered the onion rings. They came out and said they're not vegan anymore. Offered you fries. You said fries would be fine. I got the miso cured tofu with saffron dashi. Doesn't that sound good?
It does.
It was good.
Yeah?
It was a half a block of silken tofu with like a layer, maybe a quarter inch thick of the miso glaze on top. It was sitting in the saffron dashi. That was it.
I did not notice that it was silken tofu, and that would have changed my whole desire to try it.
Oh, it was delightful. I loved it. It was $38. It was a half block of tofu with a little sauce on top, sitting in another sauce.
What hotel were we at?
Oh, rice. Give me some rice, y'all.
What hotel were we at?
We were at the Waldorf Astoria, but we had other meals there where it wasn't like that. This dish was just like weirdly an appetizer priced like an entree because I was entree hungry. Like I was still hungry when I finished eating that. I think I went back to the room and ate a Ritz cracker, Ritz peanut butter crackers.
I just want to say you could take this out, but I'm getting, we don't normally live this fancy. We use like credit card points and stuff like that to stay at nice hotels.
Yeah.
We're talking about things that are
very fancy,
not attainable for us in normal times. I just want to acknowledge that.
Oh, like, yeah. We didn't pay for most of this with money.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I
mean, the flights, yes.
Yeah.
Ish.
But I think, yeah, we did.
Oh, we did.
We paid cash for the flights. I mean, we didn't.
Cash.
Just go with bags of money bags to the airport.
They had a dollar sign on them.
Yeah, no. But I just want to acknowledge, like, we talk about like Italy. I think we're going to talk about Best Friend in a minute. Like there are a lot of reasonably priced vegan options in Vegas.
Yeah.
We had the unique experience of having these very fancy vegan options in Vegas that might not be something that everybody can do, would not be something that we would consider as an option if we weren't getting these crazy comps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so that aside, like I was amazed at the level of options that there were at these places, because a lot of these fancier places too, they don't focus on a plant-based or a vegan option.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just high-end steaks and stuff. And there were a ton of those restaurants too. So
yeah. No, I think that's important to say all that. Oh, I'm sorry. There was also 4 pieces of uncooked root vegetables, which I did eat.
Okay.
Because I was so hungry. Just like a tiny little carrot, a slice of radish. I was like, just give it all to me. I need all the food. And I mentioned those Ritz peanut butter crackers. I bought a box of the little Ritz peanut butter cracker packs, like the individual packs that you'd get from like a vending machine. Mm-hmm. And those were like the quiet MVP of the trip. Anytime we couldn't like in the airport or like on the plane or on the drive home from the airport or after this piece of silken tofu when I was hungry for a full meal, just whip out one of those. And it's not anything special, but it was a great thing to have. And it was like cheap too to get. Yeah. I just got the box. I stuck it in my, you know, the backpack that I wear for the airport.
Yeah, you guys know.
You know, don't you do that? Yeah. An airport backpack that's got your hoodie in it and your snacks.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah.
We had that and I had a box of granola bars in there. And those combined very important
yeah.
to the trip.
Yeah.
Especially on travel days, but also nights like this. Because yeah. I didn't want to, we could have like gone and gotten something else, but I was tired too. I was like, I think I'm just going to do this and go to bed.
So
anyway,
you went to bed.
Guess what Dave did?
I went over to the Park MGM. Here's the thing about the Park MGM. Non-smoking.
It is a
non-smoking.
It is the only non-smoking casino that we experienced.
Yeah.
Maybe the only non-smoking casino on the strip.
Might be. I think it is. I think they have a sign that says that.
I so can't remember I if like, it says it's the only or the first, but yeah. it's one of the few. If
I don't need another one. That place is heaven.
Yeah. Park yeah. MGM is incredible.
Yeah. Despite what you think about Italy, which I think is a very cool level up for Park MGM is like, and they have Italy. But so yeah, I went and did that. It was like right next door. So
yeah, we I'm
still
sorry.
Did not win. I just want to say, still did not win.
No. But about the Park MGM, you and I were talking later on in the trip, but about how we think that is really the best option on the strip because at the Wynn, not the Waldorf, because the Waldorf doesn't have a casino in right. it. But at the Wynn, such a nice room. Mm-hmm. But to get to the room, you had to walk through the smoky casino every time. Mm-hmm. And it's the same anywhere you go in Vegas. If you're eating at a restaurant that's inside one of these casinos, which often that's what you're doing, you have to walk through this super smoky casino to get where you're going.
So,
but at Park MGM, it's not smoking.
Yeah.
Delightful. Also, you have Best Friend. Also, a restaurant which we didn't visit, but we had in our back pocket, La La Noodles, has a ton of vegan options.
Pointed at her back pocket when she said that.
I did. I don't even have a pocket on these shorts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's just pump brakes a little bit.
Oh, also it's close to the Target and the CVS because you know you forgot something. Well, it's the desert and you're thirsty. We were going to Target or CVS for Gatorades every single day. To hydrate.
I just want to pump your brakes a little bit.
On the Park MGM?
No. I loved the non-smokingness of the park.
Yeah.
I am just challenging the super smokingness of the Wynn. And the other ones. They are not super smoky. They have smoke in them. They have smokers in them. They are very well ventilated. You cannot see smoke in these casinos, which is saying quite a bit for how much smoking is going on.
Maybe I was a little hypersensitive to it because we had our kid with us. And he was like, everybody smokes here. Yeah.
And I think like it's like the... It would be like being in a venue like Variety Playhouse
mm-hmm.
where smoking's not allowed, but it's a concert and people are smoking in it. Mm-hmm. And the ventilation is good. Not a ton of people smoking, but more than the zero that they're trying to have. And you just get like that low, low level, like constant presence of smoke. You know?
I think it was more smoky than that.
I disagree. I wholeheartedly disagree. I was looking for it. And I was spending more time in it than you.
Maybe it was bothering me because I was sick and I didn't know it yet. But it was really bothering me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say, there are very smoky casinos there.
Yeah.
And we didn't go to any of them.
Okay. They felt smoky to me.
The presence of smoke was a turnoff to you, which I think is fair.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Right.
I don't like the smell.
Right. I love the smell of smoke.
Do you?
I love it.
Do you really?
Yes.
All right.
I
used
a smoker.
To. I was too. And when I smoked, it didn't bother me, but now it does. Hey, so the next day we got up and for breakfast.
Zen Kitchen, baby.
Back to Zen Kitchen because we got that vegan menu and y'all, their breakfast menu.
Slapped.
I got the avocado toast, which was tomato jam, avocado, lots of greens,
mm-hmm.
and then I added just egg to it.
Yep.
Oh, and it had avocado.
Mm-hmm.
It was epic. Oh my gosh. I'm hot and cold on avocado toast, but this was incredible.
Yeah.
It was a fork and knife situation for sure.
Yeah.
Partially because of the just egg slipping and sliding everywhere, but oh gosh, so good. Oh, obviously it had avocado. It was avocado toast.
Yeah. I had... The breakfast burrito, which was just egg,
potatoes,
chorizo, which I did not have, black beans,
cheddar,
and cheddar. Yeah, it was fine. I think that this was something that lived or died by the chorizo. I backed off of the chorizo because of my experience, and I was worried about getting paprika'd, my experience at the Terrace Point. So I liked it. The eggs were prepared very fluffy. Like, it was all good, but the black beans were kind of bland. There wasn't any sauce in there.
Yeah.
I was having to squirt, like...
It came with a side of green salsa.
Yeah, yeah. And
I was dipping.
Yeah, it's a burrito that is cut in half, and then you have to pick it up and dip it into a thing before you take a bite. It's the messiest situation ever.
It was. Like, I was pouring.
This open-ended thing.
Spoiler, we went back there again the next day.
Yeah, you had it the next day, and then I had the avocado toast the next day. We can knock both of these out.
Yeah, yeah. One. Double breakfast. Yeah. I had it with the chorizo. I was pouring the salsa on top, and with the salsa, it was really good. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it with the salsa. I didn't like the work. I don't like pouring something on top of something because then it's going to like get on your hands and stuff like that, and then you got messy hands. It's the point of a, God damn it, stop. The point of a burrito is to be the whole thing.
Yeah.
Why am I taking a burrito and then adding shit to it or doing shit with it? Like, it's all the stuff in a container that you can eat the container. So why? When I do that, and then you're like, oh, but you also have to do this to make it better. That's inefficient. That works against the idea of the burrito. That's why I got the burrito.
I'll also say the chorizo did bring a lot of flavor. I think you lost a lot of the flavor by omitting it.
The other thing is, I love burritos.
Mm-hmm.
Burritos are like my favorite thing besides burgers and sometimes pizza. Burritos are probably like number three, maybe number two. The way you're looking at me.
I'm listening to you.
I want to end the podcast.
Well, we still have to talk about Best Friend.
I loved Best Friend.
Oh, my God.
Best Friend. Roy Choi's restaurant in Vegas. I believe there is an LA one.
Yes, there is.
This is moved to... Set up one in Vegas.
Yeah, LA was first, and now there's a Vegas one.
Incredible.
Just
incredible
so
vibe. Incredible style. It's like a bodega in the front and a speakeasy in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
The bodega aesthetic is just, it's so fun. They have it nailed. Like, even down to like the greenish fluorescent lighting, you know, that you would find in a convenience store. And the shelves are just lined with all kinds of snacks. The kid was like wanting to buy them all. And I was like, I don't think these are for sale. I think this is like a snack museum.
Yeah.
And, just so incredible.
So good. I had an old fashioned there, which was really just a pour of whiskey with a little bit of sugar in it. So it wasn't wild about the cocktail, but literally everything else about that meal. I just had such a blast. So everything on the menu is pretty clearly labeled.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously it's meat heavy, but there was a pretty good presence. And it's, I think you said earlier, it's small plates, so you kind of order for the table. I think that it works. I wonder if I was to go back with Omni folks, how much fun that would be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with a vegan table, I was more than satisfied.
Yeah.
And we left food, unfortunately. Like, we ordered too much.
We
couldn't eat it all.
So I ordered for my drink, I got the pink fizz. I asked, there's a pink fizz and a green fizz. The green fizz is a cucumber lime mocktail. The pink fizz is fresh watermelon juice, lime, watermelon syrup, and soda water. And it was delightful. I was worried because of the syrup that it was going to be like a little too sweet, because watermelon drinks sometimes can skew that way. But it was just like nice and balanced and refreshing. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I've got the menu up here, and I've got my list over here.
All right, we started with the banchan.
Well, we started by trying to order the pickled daikon. Mm. We let our server know that we were vegan, and he was like, oh, no, don't order that. It has shrimp.
Okay.
So our server, once again, just a knowledgeable, on-the-ball server. Like,
he's literally on a ball, like a bear.
Balancing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I was just very impressed by how often do you go to a restaurant and a server is like, well, it has gluten. Can you eat it? And you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
But they knew. People just knew. Anyway, so that was lovely. Although I did want pickled daikon, so kind of a bummer. We got the sprouts and sesame was our first appetizer.
The two things came out at once.
Sprouts and sesame.
And the broccoli banchan.
And the broccolini. Yeah. Correct.
I thought the broccoli was fantastic.
Oh, so good. Yeah. So flavorful.
Yeah. The sprouts were not.
No, boring. Don't order them. They were bland.
I feel like by themselves, they were not. I think we could order them with something.
Yeah.
And have a better time, but they were not satisfying.
I feel like they were a condiment or something, not to be eaten by themselves.
Yep.
The next thing that we got was the barbecue veg. And this was a Korean barbecue. Oh, yeah. We didn't mention that this is like a Korean barbecue joint.
Yeah. Yeah.
But kind of like a fusion with LA style tacos and stuff.
Yep.
So the barbecue veg was just a bunch of vegetables like baby bok choy, carrots. What else?
Asparagus.
Mm-hmm. Asparagus, onions. Mm-hmm. And they were all cooked in this like Korean barbecue sauce, like braised in this Korean barbecue sauce with like sesame seeds. And this was the showstopper for me. This
100%.
One, the carrots melted in my mouth. I don't usually carrots. I consider just like, of course there's carrots. Mm-hmm. But I could not get enough of these carrots.
They were so good. The bok choy was so good. A little difficult to eat.
Yeah, they gave you the bok choy was done whole. So and we were trying to chopstick it, and it was a lot. But we did it. We made it happen.
Asparagus was fantastic, and the onions were just so much fun.
Mm-hmm. The kid ate most of the onions because he loves onions.
Up next was the squash.
Up next was the eggplant schnitzel.
Oh yeah.
So the eggplant schnitzel was something that Vegan's Baby recommended on her. She has a little guide to Vegas, and she includes Best Friend on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I will link to that in the show notes. Don't get mad.
I'm not. It's just a lot of work.
She said it was a must order.
Yeah.
And it was really good. I was getting pretty full at this point. And it became pretty clear pretty quickly that I was on my own because my eggplant-hating children tried it and neither one enjoyed it.
How dare you? What a thing to say. I ate it.
You did.
I tried.
You did.
I ate it. And I thought that the flavor of it was not offensive, but I thought it was unremarkable. And I thought, at this point, I'm just eating the breading. Like, the breading's giving me the flavor. I've got all this other stuff to eat. I'm going to focus on that instead.
I enjoyed it. It came with a mustard dip and some other sauce, too.
The thing about eggplant, Becky, is that it's always, well, you gotta do this to it. You got to put this on it. It's burritos all over again. It has the sauce, and it doesn't taste like much, but when you put the sauce on it, it's real good. And it's like, you're just defending a bland vegetable. You're making excuses for it. You're apologizing for the bland vegetable.
Yeah. What? No. Eggplant is versatile, but you got to do stuff to it. When something's versatile, it needs something done. Tofu.
I like the taste of tofu by itself,
though. I do too, but a lot of people
don't. A lot of people don't. And I'll be like, I get you. But if you want to
But then you got to do stuff to it.
Right. But that is, it can be a satisfying protein if you do this stuff to it. Eggplant doesn't have that going for it. It doesn't have that reason to eat it or that compulsion to make it good for you.
Oh, I love it. The next thing we ordered was the street corn, which is not vegan as is, but can be made vegan. And it wasn't like a corn on the cob street corn. It was loose. And it was good. You have to omit quite a bit of stuff to make it vegan. Most of the stuff that would make it street corn. But it was still good. And honestly, the kid is not crazy about Korean barbecue. And so the street corn was his main source of food. He ate a lot of it.
Yeah, I was surprised that the way he didn't care for the dishes, because I thought that they would have been more closer to his target.
Yeah, but I thought that the barbecue veg would get him. But he likes barbecue sauce. He doesn't like Korean barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a work in progress, y'all. I don't understand it.
I have a hard time recommending the corn for a vegan. I think whatever the non-vegan option is probably perfectly dialed in, and we're really missing what's not there with the corn. It was fine.
Yeah. Street corn has mayo and cheese on it, and they had to leave those off.
Yeah.
And that's like most of what makes street corn. It was like chili lime corn kernels, which was good, but whatever.
Yeah.
There's better options on this menu.
Yeah.
For sure. Which isn't Best Friend's fault. It was our fault for trying to shoehorn it into a vegan option.
Yep.
Finally, we ordered the miso squash. It was kabocha pumpkin. My favorite, favorite winter squash. Yeah. Oh, I love kabocha pumpkin. God, I love it so much.
I knew what we were getting when it came out. And I was like, you're not on vacation by yourself. You're with other people.
Thank you.
And I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was a little salty.
Yeah, that was the miso glaze. And then it had Thai basil all over it.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I ate that squash until my food baby had grown to the third trimester. It was so good.
That was such a weird way to put it. I don't like that.
Yeah. Sorry, listener. COVID brain.
Yeah.
It was delightful. He came out and asked if we would like dessert. There's not really much in the way of vegan. Oh, there's a shaved ice.
Yeah. But the shaved ice, I was really excited about the shaved ice.
But we were so full. Yeah. We ordered too much food. The dishes that we just listed, that's too much for three people.
We also had tickets to the Neon Museum that night.
Yeah.
And so we also had a show to catch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hey, quick shout out to the Neon Museum.
Hey, cool place.
So cool so place. Fun. Yeah. I had never heard of it. My friend Kim recommended it to me. Yeah. And I'm so glad she did. It was one of the highlights.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we went. It was top two for me.
That night I did win $288 on an 88-cent play. And then lost it all. God. I kept riding it deep into the ground.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh
but boy. Had a blast. Had just a blast. Felt like a winner.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
The way you're looking at me.
So the next day was that second Zen Kitchen breakfast that we already talked about.
Freaky Friday breakfast where you had what I got and I had what you got. Yep.
And then
we went home. Then we went home.
Then we went home. I tested positive for COVID and here we are.
And we're seriously like, I'm looking for any reason to go back.
Yeah, especially.
I had so much fun.
Especially now that we know how far those food credits go.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. But Vegas is shockingly vegan friendly. And my only regrets or the only things like they didn't check off my list were I wanted to go to Tacotarian and I wanted to go to the Painted Rocks. And both of those things we didn't do because it would have cost $1 million to get to and from.
Yeah, I think there's a whole laundry list of places that I wanted to go. Tacotarian was at the top of it. And I was kind of shortlisting it with you to be like,
we
got to go off the strip and we got to go to this one place. But honestly,
we tried
like,
every day to go there.
I've got like five or six places that I really want to go to. Maybe we were in a car next time.
Yeah.
But then you got to pay for parking.
Yeah.
Pain in the butt. So
it's tricky.
We just need Vegas listeners to come pick us up and take us somewhere and put up with us for 45 minutes to an hour and then drop us off.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So no big deal.
So Vegas listeners, reach out. We do not want to stay with you.
No, no.
No, we just want you to pick us up on the strip.
Take us somewhere.
Take us somewhere and then drop us off on the traffic-y strip.
Correct. Hey.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
We're going to eat these chips.
All right.
All right. I purchased these chips in the middle of September. They are India's Magic Masala Lays. I got them at Patel Brothers in Decatur.
Well, I'm sorry that we just had so many good topics for September that we couldn't get to this one.
I tried putting this on the script multiple times and was told we have something else.
I wasn't really sorry.
We're going to eat them right now.
All right. What can I anticipate here? I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Patel Brothers is an Indian marker.
Okay. A marker. An Indian marker.
So think Indian curry chips.
Okay.
Not smelling much. Ooh, but I'm seeing flavor. There's probably paprika, so you probably just want to have one of them. Ugh. These are ruffled Lays, everyone.
Man, fuck Ruffled Lays. Leave that to Ruffles.
Oh my gosh. Oh, these are so good.
I'm about to throw up.
Oh. Oh, it's tomato powder. Yeah, it's not it paprika.
Is. No, yeah. It's, oh, no, no. I waited how long for this?
My word. And they're spicy.
For this?
These are incredible.
Oh, no. No.
I bought two bags and I'm so glad. Friend of the show, Lee, posted these to Instagram and I went to Patel Brothers to get them.
I couldn't, there couldn't be a more unpleasant flavor.
Mm.
This tastes like you chewed it up and spit it into my mouth.
Oh, they're so good.
Nope.
I can't stop saying how much I like them. Dave
hates
them.
What's in the spoon? Yeah, it's clear. What's in the spoon on the picture, on the bag?
Curry spices.
That's a big spoon of curry spices.
There's a lot of spices in here.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I have heartburn now.
God, they're so good. I can't. I don't. They were just so good. We don't have a letter.
What?
I don't believe so. Unless you know something I don't know.
You guys got to write us letters. It's on your reel from Ticonderoga Club.
Mm-hmm.
The commenter says, it looks great, delicious, but why is the hand that turns the plate a woman? So I'm going to think that this is a legit question.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real question. They're responding to me, a man,
mm-hmm.
asking why the reel that I'm sharing is of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Has a woman's hand in it. Mm-hmm. And I'll answer you, 1Ali985#. That is Becky's hand. It's Becky's hand in the reel. Becky, who, I don't want to be presumptuous, is a woman.
That's me. Okay. I am.
Okay.
She, her.
Yes. So yeah, it's her hand. And... that's all.
And not yours, not your hand.
Yeah.
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 Good question, though. Keep them coming. Hey, if you would like to write...
message request? Like, do you think this is spam or is it not? Like, this feels... I wanna encourage fans to reach out.
It's also, my voice is on the reel.
Well, they might just be looking.
But it says Becky, and then it says Dave.
But that's a... somebody's clearly looking at the video
it's
and then
such
commenting
a spammy username.
Or it could be a cool. You could be offending a listener right now. Not even a fan. A listener right now.
No, they were a fan. They're not anymore.
I couldn't bring myself to say fan.
I don't know,
man. What
do
you think? Do I accept it? If I accept it, it could be all over.
You can always block them
if
needed. I would respond, that's my wife Becky's hand.
But I would have to accept to do that.
Yeah, I'd accept it. Why not? Can't hurt.
That's my wife, you bastard. I'm not going to accept. 1Ali985#. Reach out again if you're real. And I will accept the request. And then we can be Instagram buddies.
And discuss the hand.
And talk about the hand.
Yes. And in the meantime, benefit of the doubt, I'm going to thank you for your letter.
And if you're a bot, I'm sorry, but you'll be talking to the hand, not about it. Okay? Okay? And if you, human, want to write us a letter.
Yeah, humans only, please.
Go, take us out. I'm done talking.
Oh, write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or even better, slide into our DMs on Instagram. That's talkingtofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one. And thank you for listening. If you are enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really does help us out. And we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We will even read yours on the pod. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tea, sticker, and more. I think we have mouse pads.
Do we?
Yes. I use a mouse pad.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
It's got an ergonomic wrist thing. I don't think our mouse pads have that. but they're all in our Tee Public shop, teepublic.com/talkin-tofu.
Nice.
and I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com. I even have one coming up in the next few weeks for kabocha pumpkin, my favorite.
Your favorite what?
My favorite winter squash. Back to you, Dave.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok. Back to you, Becky.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delica Beats. Over and out.
See you in 2 weeks. I do want to point out the one time that I said I was sorry to interrupt. I want to acknowledge all the other times I interrupted and didn't say I was sorry. So I apologize for those too.
I appreciate that.
You just made me so mad. I have to say something.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.